Hi, this is Michael Palermo with Microsoft, and on this episode of Dev Radio, we're going to be featuring Game Maker by Yo-Yo Games, something that I've been using for the past year, been very happy with the games that I've created. I've engaged in some competitions, even internally with other Microsoft guys making some games, so I've been really enjoying it. And so it's really my pleasure to have on our show today Sandy Duncan with Yo-Yo Games, and to let you know why it's a pleasure for me, Sandy, could you please let me know what your role is with Yo-Yo Games?
I've been thinking a lot about that. I'm not terribly sure. I've got a title. My title is CEO. What my role is everything everybody else doesn't want to do, right?
Well, it is a pleasure to have you on the show today. I can't believe I'm talking with you, but I'm just so excited to ask you a few questions. I mean, this whole episode's going to be about why should we be using Game Maker to make Windows games? So before I get into how it totally rocks for developing Windows games, I'd like to ask you, what do you think makes your product, a Game Maker, set aside from your competition, the other gaming frameworks?
Well, I mean, the key differentiator, just to pigeonhole us in some ways, is we're a 2D game development tool. We do some kind of 3D stuff, but mainly this is a 2D tool. And we think that that's our space. We're very focused on 2D because it makes game development a simpler concept for people who want to enter games. People have been doing it for years, still love looking at Game Maker and using it to create. It's a release for creativity that you don't have to worry too much about the technical sides of creating a game, but you can get as technical as you like at the same time. So why would you use Game Maker versus something else? Well, two or three kind of really basic reasons. One of them is that, to begin with, it's got a drag-and-drop UI. So you can do drag-and-drop stuff. And there's lots of other 2D-based tools that allow you to drag objects, add them together, put some code between them, and basically create what's essentially a game. But Game Maker is much further than that. That's really the second reason why it's interesting to anybody, is that Game Maker has a built-in scripting language. So really what people end up doing is programming using Game Maker language, right? And so that in turn makes it very, very powerful. The third reason, you know, it goes beyond Windows, because if you want to create a game and make the game successful, there's lots of ways of doing it. You can put it in one place and hope like heck that that game's going to return some money to you. And we target what we call professional developers. So professional can mean everything from somebody in their bedroom right through to the largest company. But at the end of the day, the common denominator is they want to make games and make money from the games. So Game Maker has two or three things that are inherent in it that makes getting your game distributed and making money easier. And in the case of Windows, that means in one click, you can create a Windows Phone 8 game, you can create a game that's Windows 8, Windows Legacy, or so Windows 8, that's RT, and Java. So you can kind of do four Windows games from one set of code. So I'll stick to the kind of Microsoft theme and say you can do four different types of Windows games from the same game. But, you know, you can extrapolate on that. If you've done a Windows Java game, that means you've done HTML5, right? And that creates other opportunities. And it's all about creating opportunities for developers. So distribution, monetization options, things like Windows in-app purchase from the Windows 8 store. I mean, they're cool things which we just build in and make really easy to use. So hope that helps.
It sure does. And, you know, I know that you're being so kind being on this Microsoft interview, but I do want to mention that Game Studio, it does allow, or the Game Maker Studio allows for the multiple targeting of multiple operating systems and multiple stores. So I'm not going to hide that from those who are going to be watching this. I'm simply highlighting the fact that I'm so excited that it targets so many of the Windows platforms. I mean, you could create a .exe, you can support the phone, you can target the Windows store, and I'm just curious, why do you think a developer should be enticed to use Game Maker specifically, let's say even just for the Windows store?
Well, I mean, two or three things. That we said already it's 2D. So try not to get too complicated. It makes it easy from start to finish to get your game done. The games, the scripting language is games-oriented. I mean, if developers are listening, I'm going to sound so stupid trying to explain this. But what we say to the people in, like, the VC community is that Game Maker is like, you know, if you think about the analogy of having 47 different words for snow, then in the case of game development, we've got 47 words for collisions. And so, you know, games are about bumping into things. Mike Russell just hates hearing me say this kind of stuff, but it is true. We got a scripting language that's games oriented. I've just seen him cover his face on a video there. Nobody else can see that thing. and so we just make it easier. It's probably from start to finish that if you did the comparison, even using a great tool like Unity, which, you know, really is the thing that most devs would think of first if they were said, you're going to go have to make a game in an IDE. But we're probably about a third of the time that it would take you to create a game in Unity. You'd do the same thing in GameMaker. That's why.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And I will also personally vouch for something. I love how easy you've made it within your product, GameMaker, for me to tap into some of the exclusive Windows 8 features when someone's developing a game for the operating system. I mean, I'll even tell you something. You've made it easier in your product to do some things than it would be for me to open up Visual Studio and do. Some things are just one-liners, like to support live tiles or to quickly share something to somebody else from the game, like a high score or a screenshot or something. So hats off to a brilliant implementation with your API to make it very easy to tap into those exclusive features. I just want to say thank you. Very nice.
You're welcome. More coming.
Well, that's kind of what I wanted to ask you last. So I just wanted to say, any comments on continued investments, with regard to moving forward with GameMaker?
Oh, there's if you think about investments in the technology, because that's really what we're all about. We're a technology company. You know, we're not a sales. I am. You asked me what I did at the beginning. Let me come back to the first question briefly.
Okay.
I am sales and marketing. We don't have anybody else who does this kind of stuff. We got one person in San Francisco who helps me out, right? There's 30-something people working for YoYo Games, and everybody does tech. So that's the first thing, right? And so how's the tech platform evolving and developing? It's kind of fairly straightforward. We've got two big releases. One comes around, we haven't announced the date, but if you expect it to go into beta before the end of June, that's why Russell's looking so stressed when you see him in the video. But it, you know, we are pretty close to getting this thing into a very robust beta, and so what's coming out in I should be careful. I nearly said late July, early August, but I didn't mean that. What we're aiming to ship in the early summer are two things, and it's sex all the way, if you'll excuse the expression. The first thing is shaders. If you think about a game maker game today and try and compare it with, say, something you do in Unity or something you'd write natively, we don't allow access to what the GPU can really do. And that's just totally changing. It's not just changing in a kind of an accessible way. It's changing in a really sophisticated way. We're writing a one-off shader access, which allows a developer to write shaders once. Think about it in a Windows context. If you're writing a WinJava or a WinRT app, the same instruction will access the same set of shaders. So we just abstract again, we make it easy as we can, and it's not easy for devs to use shaders. So the kind of the prettiness in games and GameMaker, that threshold is just massively advanced. The second thing is performance. I mean, it's amazing when you look at what we get out of GameMaker, it's interpreted. But when you look at how, and I don't really understand this very well, but how GPUs work in the context of games, the instructions that you feed to them are very sequential. So when you do games on a GPU, whether you interpret or compiled, you shouldn't expect much difference. You will get something, but not much. But when you look at what
CPU,
the CPU...
Sandy.
I said CPU. Yes, Russell. Rhubarb. So when you look at what a GPU is doing, it's not overloaded in terms of whether it's interpreted or compiled. But when you look at what GameMaker is doing, it's that where an interpreter falls down is in CPU performance. And when you're looking at the CPU, so if you go from interpreter to compiled, you get massive upticks in CPU performance. And so, you know, Russell will talk more about this when you talk to him, but I think you'll find that we're finding instances where we're pure CPU, so things like AI, where, you know, we're seeing 100x performance improvements.
That's
massive by anybody's standards, right? And so that's the big thing that's happening this summer. Towards the end of the year, we have another major release, which, you know, maybe January, maybe December, might be November. We haven't really started doing anything more than the architectural work for this yet. But we're going to rewrite the IDE in one way or another. We're staffed up for it. We're ready to go. We just want to get this 1.2 release out of the way. But for sure, the things that could come out of the IDE are not just more performance, but a much more rich, functional game maker experience for everybody. But if I said that I thought we could do some amazing things for Flash developers in there, where taking vector graphics, for example, and not just taking them in as a sequence of sprites and trying to hack vector graphics into sprite sets, but if we could get to the point, and we've done some tech that shows we can do this, we get to the point where we can bring in your graphics assets directly from a Flash game and use them as scalable vector graphics. Forget using Flash. If you can just use scalable vector graphics, you
Exactly.
can start thinking about, whoa, all sorts of different types of devices with the same game code.
Yeah.
It all gets kind of interesting. So there's another big leap in tech later in the year. But immediately, we're talking shaders and we're talking compiler. And wherever anybody's got a CPU-intensive game, that's going to be a massive increase in performance.
Well, that's exciting. I'm glad that you announced that on the show. Thank you so much. That is
Thank you for talking.
fantastic. Well, listen, that concludes our interview. I just wanted to give everyone an opportunity to meet the brains or the, at least the person who wears so many hats at Yo-Yo Games, including CEO, and understand why Windows developers should actually target their games using your platform. I really thank you so much, and thank you. You're talking to us all the way from where I detected there might be a slight accent.
Yeah, well, the company's based in Scotland, and I actually grew up in Dundee, Scotland, which is where the company is, which is pure coincidence. But I live 500 miles away. I live in England, so I've lost a bit of my Dundee accent. I talk rather more nicely when I have to. BBC English, you see.
Well, I appreciate that. I know that there's these vast time zone differences, so I appreciate you being on the show today from all the way across overseas. Thank you so much, and that's going to wrap up this episode of Dev Radio. Thank you so much, Sandy Duncan, joining us from Yo-Yo Games.